ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 8, the character of Bharat Maharaj, 6, 11 and 12. 11 is Hymn of Purport, so I'll just read it. Iti kritanu sangha asana sayana asnana आसनादिषु सः मृगजहुनः स्नेहानुबद्धहृदय आसीत्। ड्यू टू अटैचमेंट फॉर द रियर महाराज भरत ले डाउन विथ इट, वॉक्ड अबाउट विथ इट, बेद विथ इट एंड इवन एट विथ इट। दस ही हार्ट बिकेम बाउंड टू द डियर इन अफेक्शन। कुशा कुसुमा समित पलाश फलमूल उदकानी अहरिष्यम मानः दिक्षलाब्रिकः आदिभयः भयम् आशंसं मानः यदा सः हरिणकुनेक्षेण हरिणकुणकेन वनम समाविशति समाविशति। कुश कुमकम समहितः पलाश फलमूलोदकान्या हरिणस्यमाणो वृकशालावृकादिभ्यो भयमा संसमानो यदा सह हरिण कुणकेन वनम समाविशति। कुश ए काइंड ऑफ ग्रास रिक्वायर्ड फॉर रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनीज। कुसुमा फ्लावर्स हिंदी चाहिए। समिता फायरवुड पलाश लिव्स फलमूल फ्रूट्स एंड रूट्स उदकानी एंड वाटर आहरिष्यमाण डिजायरिंग टू कलेक्ट वृकशालावृक फ्रॉम ऑल एंड डॉग्स आदिभय एंड अदर एनिमल्स सच एज टाइगर भयम फियर असम्मान असंसमान डाउटिंग यदा व्हेन सह विथ हरिण कुणकेन the deer calf, banam, the forest, samaa bisati, enters. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. What have you come here? When Maharaj Bharat wanted to enter the forest to collect kusa grass, flowers, wood, leaves, fruits, roots and water, he would fear that dogs, jackals, tiger and other precious animal might kill the deer. He would therefore always take the deer with him when entering the forest. Purport. How Maharaj Bharata increased his affection for the deer is described herein. Even such an exalted personality as Bharata Maharaj, who had attended loving affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fell down from his position due to his affection for some animal. Consequently, as will be seen, he had to accept the body of a deer in his next life. Since this was the case with Bharat Maharaj, what can we say of those who are not advanced in a spiritual life, but who become attached to cats and dogs? Due to their affection for their cats and dogs, they have to take the same bodily form in the next life, unless they clearly increase their affection and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless we increase our faith in the Supreme Lord, we shall be attracted to many other things. That is the cause of our material bondage. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakchurjane Miritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vivo Niramanya Sete Adamus Purusam Bukte Gunan Sodasa Sodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswade Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Prabhupada said that the spiritual life is like walking on a sharp razor blade. If you are not careful, it will cut. Just like when you do saving, if you are not careful in saving, we get cut. Same way in spiritual life, if we are not careful at every step, we may fall down. Here we see a great example of Bharat Maharaj. He was a king, he was son of a great personality, Rishabh Dev. He has all the teaching of a scripture from childhood. Beside morality, he was advanced in spiritual life. So much so that he gave up all the attachment of family, children, kingdom, and so on and so forth. He went to perform a great austerity. And he came on the Bhav platform. But even from there, he has fallen down. Hindi mein kahenge, itne bade aadmi gir gaye to hum kis gale ke kutte hain? Where do we stand? We have to see from this a lesson to be driven for our own spiritual life. The excuse is always there from time immemorial. Excuse is given for doing good thing as well as for doing bad thing. Excuse and justification. To justify something, many times we quote a scripture. I can assure you, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharat, in Prabhupada teaching, in Prabhupada lectures, in Ramayana, there are enough justification for doing anything. Even you want to kill somebody, that justification. He was atatai, so I killed him. Something. Justification is there, everywhere. Mind is so restless, it finds justification and excuse. But mostly we have seen the justification and excuse is found for doing wrong thing. Hardly we find for doing right thing. Suppose, for example, if somebody did not come to Mangala Arati, or he didn't want to come Mangala Arati, so let us see how many justification and excuse his mind will prepare. Oh well, I have, yesterday was Sunday, I really worked very hard, you know, I am tired, so I must take rest. I went to sleep late, you know. Oh, I it's so hot, I couldn't sleep. There are few mosquitoes also, they're biting. So, you know, there was other thing. Too much noise, you know. Too much noise was there. Not only that, my other fellow devotee who was sleeping next to me was snoring too much. I couldn't sleep. Right, brothers? Then, now it is too hot, electricity went off, you know. So like that, it will go on, just for one. So many excuses you will find for not coming to Mangala Arati. But you can also find excuse for coming to Mangala Arati. Such as, alright, let me go to Mangala Arati, maybe I can sleep in daytime. You know, let me go to Mangala Arati. If I don't go to Mangala Arati, you know, what my leaders will think of me. You know, if I don't go to Mangala Arati, temple commander will ask, Prabhu, why didn't you come Mangala Arati? If I don't go to Mangala Arati, he will stop my prasadam. No Mangala Arati, no prasad.
If I don't go Mangalarti, what Lord will think that I am just in Maya? So many excuses you can find. Either side. And that scriptures are full up with this kind of statement. But it depends on individual to justify. Which way we are justifying? In positive way or in negative way? It depends on us. Arjuna has so much justification in Bhagavad Gita. What a wonderful thing he spoke out in first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Against not to fight. Against fighting. He justified so much. If he wanted to fight, any justification? But he didn't want to fight. So mind makes up. We make up our mind to do this thing. And then we look for justification. Jai Sisi Gondai ki jai. Radhar Svesh Taramacharunan ki jai. Now, how does the mind, how do you make up something to do? How it happens? Does it happen because of Sangha? Does it happen because of our previous karma? What is the cause of making up the mind to do something? What is the cause, as I gave example of not coming Mangalarti or coming Mangalarti? What is the cause of making the mind? First we have make up our mind and then we look for justification. What is the cause? Association or our karma? Krishna Malra? Any other individual? He said association. Brothers, what is the cause to making up the mind to do something? Thik hoga nahi. Main nahi puchta hu thik hone ka hai, kharab hone ka hai. Thik kharab hone ka karan kya hai? Sangh hai ki apna karma? Come on. Who said? Yes. Karma. Karma impels, forces us to do things. According to our karma, we choose association. The karma forces us. Arjuna asked Krishna, that my dear Lord, you know, it appears that somebody is forcing me to do things. I don't want to do this. Somebody is forcing me to commit sin. What is this? The kama esa krodhaya rajoguna samudva. Our own karma. There are many. The layer of karma is there, which is forcing us. And because of that, we choose association. And then, we try to find justification. Or excuse. And it had to be valid reason. And justification had to be valid. Just like advocate, when he is presenting some case in front of the court, then he had to present which is relevant to that case. Not any history or any instance. Same way, relevant to this point. Here, in the case of Bharat Maharaj, it is not his karma. Be sure, it is not his karma that this thing happened. Not because of karma, he fell down. But Lord, he was completely under the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many times, Lord likes to give set example for us. Sometimes he does himself and sometimes through his devotee. Like through Arjuna, he set example that how a person who is in Maya can come out by, you know, studying Bhagavad Gita or understanding Bhagavad Gita. So he put Arjuna in that situation. Here he put Maharaj Bharat in that situation. Now Maharaj Bharat, he is finding excuse or justification. In previous verse, yesterday you must have heard that how he is finding justification to take care of that deer who is surrendered to him. So surrendered to him. Even though one is in renounce order, one who is advanced certainly feels compassion for suffering living entities. That is the symptom of sadhu. Vaishnava janato tene kaye yo peer padayo janire. Paradukha dukhi. One should certainly neglect his own personal interests, although they may be very important to protect one who has surrendered. Saranagaton ki raksha karni chahiye. I remember in early days, in 70s or 80s, we used to quote Prabhupada many times. Oh, Prabhupada said this thing. Prabhupada said this thing. If you don't want to do it, Prabhupada said this thing. Now, not many times. Many times devotees say, no, Prabhupada personally told me. Prabhupada personally told me to do this thing. And we are used to accepting things which is bona fide, either from a scripture or from acharya. Earlier also in India, this thing was there. If somebody were talking something, people will ask, why should I accept what you are talking? Is it from Veda? So Veda ka baat kar raha hai kya? Tumhara baat ke main swikar karu? Right. So if you talk from Veda, then people will accept it. So, Veda is the authorized source of any justification. Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Many a time when we have been meeting, a lot of argument and counter argument comes, and everybody tries to justify. Prabhupada said this thing. Prabhupada said Ritvik, you know, is the bona fide way. You know, here is Prabhupada. And they have whole backup for saying that. Then others say, no. You have to have a guru. Then their whole backup is there for that. And both are justification. Missing the goal, the real point. Everyone accepts it. Undoubtedly, that we are servant of Krishna. Jivare sarupa hai, Krishna nitya das. We are servant of Krishna. To serve Krishna, you need a teacher who can teach us how to serve Krishna. Now we are giving too much importance on Diksha. But our Siddhanta does not talk about that. Diksha is not that important as Siksha. Rather, Prabhupada talks that initiating and instructing a spiritual master, both are equal and identical manifestation of Krishna. There is no difference. The whole our parampara is based on siksha. But we are missing the boat. And boat is that we are servant of Krishna. We have to serve Krishna. But we are trying to justify each other. By quoting a scripture. So Maharaj Bharat, to fall down from his position, he is quoting this scripture, that although they may be very important, to protect one who is surrender, that is the real job. No? One should certainly neglect his own personal interest. Forget about Mangalarti class and Guru Puja. Just protect somebody who is surrender. Don't come to Mangalarti if you got a small baby. Protect that baby. All is huge. So mind had to be fixed one way or other. If mind is not fixed, dvidha mein hai, then problem. So now Maharaj Bharat has fixed his mind. And once mind is set, fixed, then we do. So here said, iti, thus, finish. No more Hari Bhakti. Now, his occupation is changed. Earlier occupation was to perform devotional service. But now, in his occupation, one addition has come. And that is to serve that deer. To take care of the deer who is surrendered soul to him. Thus Sukadeva Goswami said, iti, thus. Iti has two meanings. Here the word iti has atha and iti, both meaning. Iti means, now he has made up his mind, finish, no more. And atha means starting new service. So here, the meaning of iti should be taken in both sense, atha and iti. For his ritualistic performance, or his sadhana, iti, thus, finish, no more. And atha for the taking care of the air. So, iti, kṛta anusangaha. Now, in his action, in karma, there are nitya karma, naimitik karma. So, in nitya karma, such as we have like getting up early morning, taking a bath, you know, etc., or something to do with body. So in that also, kṛta anusaṅgaha means always he was carrying the small deer on his lap. Always taking the small deer with him. Where? Asana. When you are sitting, you are keeping the deer. And you are talking with the deer. Later on, we will hear how he is talking to the deer. Oh, my dear, so nice you are, you know. And putting his hand around the deer. And then how deer is also appreciating. The animal can also feel. Love is something can be felt by anyone. Anyone. In Kanpur, we have this couch, and they recognize us when we go, and we call them by name, they will come. They will come. Because they are being loved. So animal, here the deer, he recognizes Bharat Maharaj. Because Bharat Maharaj, he taking care so nicely in every aspect. Even sitting, he takes the deer on his lap, sits with the deer, talks to the deer. Asana, shayana, even lying down or while sleeping, he takes the deer. Then, atana, or walking, when he's walking, he is taking the deer for morning walk and evening walk. Like people who are dog. They take care of the dog so nicely. They feed the dog. They take the dog while sitting. While sleeping, they take on their lap. They take on their chest. They take the dog by hand. The dog can pass a stool and they can carry the stool and put in their pocket. Or some, you know, a plastic bag they have. The stool will be thrown out. They take and put in pocket. Like that. Of course, I think Bharat Maharaj does not have to do that one, at least. He was not carrying the stool, dog stool, you know. It was forest, jungle tha. Toh wahan chalta hai, pass a stool. Atana, snana, while bathing, he was also bathing the deer. Yes, we also bathed the dog, people who had dog. They put soap and what not. In fact, dogs are more fortunate today than human being. Many human beings doesn't get soap to apply, but dog get. They have beauty parlor, right? Dog beauty parlor. They have dog hotel. And what not. Many things are there, right, for the dog. Anyway. Asana adisu. While eating, sitting, etc. Sahamrikaha jahunaha. He was everywhere, he was moving around with that deer calf. Thus, he got captivated. Sangha sanjaya dhyayato visayan punsa. Sangha sanjipujayate. Sangha sanjayate kamat. Kamat krodhupujayate. Krodhad bhavati sammoha. Sammoha smriti brahma. A smriti brahma buddhinasa. Buddhinasa pranishati. This is the stage of digression. So by association. Therefore, we should be very, very, very careful in taking association or giving association. Srila Prabhupada created a scan for one purpose, and that is association, sadhu sangha. Mahaprabhu said, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva sastra koi. Law matra sadhu sanghe sarva siddhi hoy. If we have proper association of Vaishnava, then sarva siddhi hoy. All our desires are fulfilled. In this connection, the story of Mrigari is very appropriate. How Narad Muni, when he was walking by, he saw many animals were half killed and they were struggling to survive their life. Narad Muni, a great Vaishnava, when he saw this animal struggling for their life, naturally the compassion was there. The quality of Vaishnava is Titikshava Karunika Shridam Sarvadehinam Ajasatrava Santa Sadhava Sadhubhushanam Karunika. They are very merciful. So Narad Muni was very merciful and he was just taken over with that karuna or the mercy. And then he happened to meet Mrigari and he asked Mrigari. Mrigari had aimed to kill some other animal. And Narad Muni, while he was coming, he was chanting the holy name of Krishna. Narada Muni Bajaye Bina Radhika Ramana Name. He was chanting the holy name of Krishna. And thus all other animals they flew. So that Mrigari became very angry. And in anger, angry mood, he said something to Narada Muni. Narada Muni said, hey, look. I was just passing by and I saw all these poor animals. They are struggling for their life. Please, can you tell me who had done this such a sinful activity? Who had done it? Then he comes out so proudly, said, I have done it. My name is Mrigari, the enemy of animals. My father has given me the name enemy of animals, Mrigari. And when I kill the animals, when they struggle for their life, I enjoy. Narad Muni, a great Vaishnava, he said, hey, killing any living entity is sinful. I may ask you something. He said, yes, ask me what you want. Are you hungry? I'll get you some meat, fresh meat to eat. Usko jagao. Book lag gayi. Narad said, no, I'm not hungry. He said, oh, that may be sadhu. He need mrichela. You want mrichela? Deer skin? I'll get some deer skin. He said, no, I don't want deer skin. Now what do you want? He said, I have one thing to request. Since you are killing the animal, why don't you kill them once for all, finish them up? In that way, at least you will occur less sin. It is sinful to kill an animal, but if you kill half, then you are committing more sin. As soon as he heard the word sin, it went in his heart. The word of Narad Muni went all the way inside his heart and changed his heart. He never thought that he is committing sin by killing the animal. By killing the animal, he never thought that he is committing sin. In Kanpur, we used to go every day, swim in Ganga, on this Bhimaikasi, we are swimming, and that day we took Gaurnitai and Prabhupada also, and we had nice kirtan. So 2-3 fishermen came, they were also chanting and dancing with us. And then one fisherman came up to Premharinam Prabhu and he was asking, Swamiji, hum bhi bhajan karte hain. And then he said, you can see, I have all this nice bhajan cassette. Anup Jalota, this one, that one, all the bhajan cassette. I play whole day bhajan. Main bhi bhajan karta. So, one boy, Nibhakta, Bipin, he said, if you are doing bhajan, then why are you killing the fish? Sir, I do this thing, this is my business. How will I survive? No. Main bhi Gita padhta hun. Bhagwan thodo bol apna kaam chhod do. Hamara ye to kaam hai. I am doing my karma. How will I survive? I do this thing. So the people, they don't know that I am committing sin. Even according to Bhagavad Gita, even eating the food which is not offered to Krishna is a sin. Te pachanti agham papam. They are eating simply a sin who is not offering the food to Krishna. That food which is not offered to Krishna is nothing but sin. But people in general do not know. Therefore, we have to become the representative of Narad Muni and go and talk to them, preach to them. So when Narad Muni said that you are committing sin, you are taken back. He said, oh, if this is a sin, then I have been doing this kind of sin throughout my life. What should I do? He just said, sorry. So Narad Muni wanted to know, does he mean by saying sorry, or he doing lip service? Like we do. Many times do mistake, okay Prabhu, I am sorry. We don't mean anything. He said, to pacify him, to keep our relationship better, he said sorry to him. And again, keep doing same thing. No meaning of that sorry. So Narad Muni wanted to know, does he mean by saying sorry, or just wanted to do lip service? So he tested him. He said, alright, if you are feeling bad, I always say there are 4 R formula. Realization, repentation, rectification, and reunification. First one had to realize that I have committed great blunder or mistake. Then repent for that. Hey, why I did this thing? Oh my goodness, why I did this thing? Then rectify. And then you will come on your original position. So at least Mrigari, he realized, hey, the great personality, I don't know who is this person, but just by his one word, I am taken back. My heart is, you know, I am convinced. Narad Muni did not preach for hours. Just only one word he said, that you are committing sin. This sin. That's it. Prabhupada said, purity is the force. Narad Muni was such a pure, that by just one word, that is sin. What you are doing is simple activity. Mrigari became devotee. So Narad Muni wanted to test him. He said, okay, if you are serious about this, the first thing you do, break your bow and arrow. He wanted to test him, whether does he mean by saying sorry or doing lip service. Then naturally, Mirgari was not hesitant to break it, but same time he wanted some, you know, alternative. Well, I have my wife, family, what should I do for that? So far, I have been maintaining my family by killing the animal and selling the animal in marketplace. What should I do now? Narada Muni said, don't worry. I will arrange for prasadam. Nitai pada kamala kaange? Food for life for me and my wife. Kaange nitai? Nahi hai. So Narada Muni said, don't worry. I will provide prasadam for you. I will get prasadam for you. Nandhirao, so what should I, other thing I should do? Said, well, whatever wealth you have accumulated, give to the Brahmanaj. And you and your wife, just take two pairs of cloth. And go on the bank of Ganga. Make a small hut, plant a tulsi, pour the water in tulsi, and sit down there and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Mrigari followed Narada Muni's instruction as it is. And he went down the bank of Ganga. Still that place is there called Mrigari Tirtha, next to Allahabad. Mrigari went. And then everybody, I mean whole village, when they heard that Mrigari became devotee, everybody wanted to see how he looks like. Everybody wanted to see how he is maintaining. And they were going, and as you know, one should not go empty hand in six places. To Supreme Personality of Godhead, temple when you go, don't go empty hand. If you go to Guru or Sadhu, don't go empty hand. If you go to King, don't go empty hand. If you go to some relative, don't go empty hand. If you go to doctor, don't go empty hand. If you go to Jyotishi, don't go empty hand. So they were going to Sadhu. They took some alu, tomato, rice, dal. Mrigari got so much. This is the benefit of becoming Krishna conscious. This is the benefit of becoming Hare Krishna devotee. Nothing much to worry. You are killing animal, committing sin. And he had a hard time to maintain his family. And now, simply by sitting on the bank of Ganga, near Tulsi plant, and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. He got so much. Krishna is not cruel. Krishna is very kind. If we take one step towards Him, He takes unlimited step towards us. Just we have to move towards Him. Thus, Mrigari was getting so much. After some time, anyway, he started food for life. He didn't know what to do. So he started food for life, prasad distribution. After some time, Parvat and Narada Muni, they were coming to see how Mrigari is doing, how he is doing bhajan. And on the way, Narada Muni had told about Mrigari. So when Mrigari heard that his guru is coming, he got up. And he ran to see, you know, he became so jubilant and oceanic, that he was running to meet his guru. But on the way, there's so many ants, so he was moving like, you know, zigzag. And he went next near the guru, he couldn't offer up his senses, because so many ants were there. And just he folded hand and offered up his senses. So then Narada Muni asked him, my dear child, what happened? I saw when you were walking, you couldn't even run straight away, you zigzag. And you couldn't offer up a sense. He said, oh my dear Guru Maharaj, what can I say? When I was coming, I see so many ants were on the way. And see here, I wanted to offer up a sense. But so many ants are there. I do not want to kill them. Parvat Muni, after hearing this, dancing and glorifying Narada Muni and the power of devotional service. This fellow is the same fellow, Mrigari. One day, when he was killing the animal, half-killed animal, that was giving joy to him. And today, he didn't want to kill an ant. Such a great change. That change came because of him becoming devotee. That is the power of association. As Rupa Goswami said in Bhagavad in Upadeshamrita, there are six things which can increase our devotion or decrease our devotion. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpanyamagraha jansangasya lolapyam shravir bhakti vinasati jansangasya. Unwanted association of the people who have no interest in Krishna consciousness, who can never be made Krishna conscious. With their association, one is sure to be doomed to go down. Other hand, ussaha nishaya dhaurya tat tat karma pravartana sanga tyago, both places are there. Shadavriti shadavir bhakti prasiddhati sanga tyago. We have to choose our sangha. Even among the devotee, even in brahmachari ashram, we have to choose our own sangha, whom I want to keep friendship with. I respect everyone, but I must keep friendship with those devotees. By his association, I can come to Mangala Arati. I can chant my round nicely. I can read a scripture. We have to choose our own association. Sadhu Sangha is important. But even Sadhu Sangha also, we have to choose our association. I will read the purport. Purport is a wonderful purport. I just want to read once again. Very filling. How Maharaj Bharata increased his affection for the deer is described herein. Even such an exalted position as Marat Maharaj, who had attained loving affection, he was on bhav platform. One step below prema, loving affection for the Supreme Personality of God fell down. So, we are really in dangerous situation. We can fall down from anywhere. Sometimes we become proud. Oh, don't worry, I don't have to go Bhagavatam class. Why should I go Bhagavatam class? I don't have chant. I'll not go in maya. Once one devotee, he came to Prabhupada, Garg Muni, still alive. He was in Calcutta. He was making life member. He came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he said to Prabhupada, so proudly, he said, Prabhupada, I can make somebody life member without even uttering once the name of Krishna. So Prabhupada said, there's no benefit to you or that person. Even he don't become life member, but if he hears the holy name of Krishna, that is his sukriti. So many times we become puffed up and we think, oh, why I have to go to temple? Why I have to go to Mangalarati? Why I have to go to class? I am okay. And then we start finding fault and what not. And the time all these symptoms are coming, then you must know they are dangerous symptoms. When mind starts thinking or giving excuse, finding fault with our Vaishnava, then you must know the bad symptom. And we must try to control ourselves. Come out from there. To situate ourselves in a proper situation of Krishna consciousness. Fell down from his position due to his affection for some animal. Anything can make us fall down. Even wooden doll can make us fall down. Beautiful wooden doll can make us fall down. What to say about beautiful woman? Or even animal. He said even animal. Affection for animal. Consequently, as will be seen, he had to accept the body of a deer in his next life. Since this was the case with Maharaj Bharat, what can we say of those who are not advanced in a spiritual life, but who become attached to cats and dogs? Attachment to anything is the cause of fall down. Whether cat, dog, deer, woman, man. Woman, attachment to woman. For a man, attachment to woman is Maya. Same way for a woman, attachment to man is also a Maya. Not only one way track, both way track. Therefore, whether Vaishnava or Vaishnavi, or man or woman, everybody should be very careful. Our Vedic life is designed such a way. Nowadays, people they live in one house. Wife, children, father, mother, everyone. Earlier it was different. For woman, there are different house, right? Woman quarter. For man, there are men quarter. There are no free mixing of man and woman. Our culture has been designed such a way. In front of father or mother, the boy wouldn't talk to his wife. He wouldn't even touch his own son. That is by the culture. But now, in front of wife, in front of mother, father, they talk to wife, they hold the wife, they hold the children. It's degrading. We are just degrading. Even a spiritually advanced person can fall down. What to say about the people who have no knowledge or ABCD of Krishna consciousness? What we can say of those who are not advanced in spiritual life, but who becomes attached to cats and dog? Due to their affection for their cats and dog, they have to take the same body form in the next life, unless they clearly increase their affection and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This love and affection is meant for Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, nobody else. So time we give our love and affection to wife, children, society, friend, cats, dog, then we are doomed. Because only one object of love is, and that is Krishna. Nobody else is the object of love. Only Krishna is the object of love. Therefore, at least the devotee who has joined Krishna consciousness movement, they must know this thing, that Krishna is only one who is the object of love. You can only please Krishna, nobody else. In the world you cannot please anyone. Everybody will have something to complain. But Krishna can be easily pleased. Patram pushpam palam toyam yomi bhaktiya prachati tadham bhakta pavita snami patayatmana. So unless we increase our faith in the Supreme Lord, we shall be attracted to many other things. This is the cause of our material bondage. So we should endeavor to increase our love for Krishna. Endeavor. A struggle. This material world is place for struggling. Manasasthan indriyani prakriti yanti karsati. Karsati means struggle. We have to struggle. And what is we have to struggle for? We have to struggle for becoming more and more and more and more attached to Krishna. To give our everything to Krishna. Manasati hangiha de kuchimur. That is the perfection of life. So we should endeavor for this one, to give everything to Krishna, to give our love to Krishna. Let not our love be given to wife, husband, children, society, friend, cats, dog, or anybody else but Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, Isha, hum to jante ki Bharat Maharaj Rishabhdev ka putra hai, Bhagawan ka putra. Isha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ishwar Purusha Diksha liye the, Guru Padasre ki, Bhagawan Krishna bhi Guru Padasre ki, Isha Bharat Maharaj jo कोई शुद्ध गुरु आचार्य का पदस्थ नहीं किए। हम कहते हैं जस्य प्रसादात भगवत प्रसाद हो, बिना गुरु आचार्य से कभी सद्ज्ञान उदय होता ही नहीं।
ऋषभ देव उनके गुरु हैं।
तो भगवान का जैसे चैतन्य महाप्रभु भी तो भगवान है स्वयं, वो भी तो गुरु पादाश्रय किए थे ना। भगवान कृष्ण भी स्वयं चंद्रमणि मुनि से पादाश्रय किए, लेकिन भरत महाराज तो हम नहीं देखे। तो इसका कारण ये है कि बिना
गुरु पादाश्रय मतलब गुरु के शिक्षा को ग्रहण करना। और भरत जी को ही नहीं, समस्त सौ भाइयों को ऋषभ देव शिक्षा दिए थे। पहले स्वा दीक्षा, ये दीक्षा नहीं था, वो शिक्षा ही दीक्षा था। तो भरत महाराज के गुरु उनके पिता थे, माता पिता पहले गुरु होते हैं, ये मत भूल जाओ। माता पिता उसी वही स्वयं ऋषभ भगवान ही कहे ना, गुरु नशस्या कहे पिता नशस्या जननी न सास्यात। और अंत में कहते हैं वह बाप माँ नहीं है, वह बाप बाप नहीं, वह माँ माँ नहीं, वह गुरु गुरु नहीं, वह देवता देवता नहीं, जो कि अपने डिपेंडेंट को भगवत धाम में भेज दे। भगवत धाम भेजने काम किसका है? गुरु का काम है। तो पिता जो होता है वो पहला गुरु है। दीक्षा स्त्रियों के लिए आज हो रहा है, पहले स्त्रियों अच्छा नहीं था, उसके पति ही गुरु थे बस। अहल्या के गुरु कौन थे? गौतम ऋषि थे ना। पहले स्त्रियों के पति ही गुरु थे, आज भी हैं, लेकिन आजकल स्त्रियां मानती नहीं है। तो गुरु चाहिए नया, शास्त्र आज भी वही कहता है, यदि बाप मां वैष्णव हैं तो क्यों नहीं।
हरे कृष्ण। जैसे आप बोले कि कर्म ही व्यक्ति जो फंस जाता है कर्म के द्वारा फंसता है, इसे ये व्यक्ति पिछले कर्म के द्वारा
कर्मबंध पास।
लेकिन जो अवंती ब्राह्मण बोलते हैं नायम जनों में सुख दुख हेतु न देवतात्मा ग्रह कर्म काला संसार चक्र परिवधत्र सब कर्ण मन मनंदी, सब कर्ण मन है। कर्म में फंसने से पहले मन में सोचता है तो फिर कर्म करता ना, कर्म फांस में फंस जाता है, कर्म फंस मन मूल है ना, उसका कर्म फल मूल है।
देखिए वो कहने का तरीका है, कभी कभी किसी वस्तु को हाईलाइट करना पड़ता है ना, तो उसका इंपॉर्टेंस देना पड़ता है, तो हाईलाइट किया गया है मन को कि मन कितना डिस्टर्ब करता है। लेकिन ये जो मन है, ये संसार में जब जीव आया तो मन था उस समय, तो शुरू जब हुआ इच्छा संसार को भोगने का तो मन के द्वारा कर्म शुरू किया गया, क्योंकि मन ही जो है वो इंद्रियों को संचालित करता है। वो है ना कि एक रथ है उसमें घोड़े लगे हुए हैं, मन जो है लगाम है और बुद्धि जो है उसको पकड़ा हुआ है, ठीक है ना। तो मन कार्य शुरू कराता है, और काम किससे होता है? इंद्रियों के द्वारा, कर्म इंद्रिया या ज्ञान इंद्रिया, और दोनों का अधिष्ठाता कौन है? मन है। तो उस सेंस में आप ठीक कह रहे हो कि मन पहला जो वो नंबर वन है वो मन है, और मन से ही काम शुरू होता है और काम से कर्म बंधन होता है, वो ठीक है, कोई तकलीफ नहीं उसमें। लेकिन व्यक्ति सुख दुख भोगता है कर्म बंधन के चलते, ठीक है। यस, उधर पीछे
सर, एज यू हैव टोल्ड अबाउट फोर फॉर्मूलाज, फर्स्ट रियलाइज, सेकंड वन इज रिपेंडेंट एंड रेक्टिफिकेशन एंड नॉन रेक्टिफिकेशन। सो सर, आई वॉन्ट टू नो, आई वॉन्ट टू आई मीन रिक्वेस्ट यू प्लीज एक्सप्लेन अबाउट रेक्टिफिकेशन। वट इज द रियल मीनिंग ऑफ रेक्टिफिकेशन?
रियलाइजेशन इज फर्स्ट वन, दैट यू हैव टू रियलाइज that yes, I am wrong.
Yeah.
It is wrong. Then rectification. Repentation.
Yeah.
Repent. Then rectification so that you do not do same thing.
Yeah.
And that rectification is you need help.
on your own you cannot do. You need help. Then you have to join some school, something, so that you don't do same thing. Or some alternative. Start some alternative thing. You know, because Prabhupada said, when fan is on, if you switched off, it will take some time.
Yeah.
You know, it will not put up immediately. It will take some time to put up. So, in that period of putting off, make sure nobody puts the switch on again. The desire is there, but make sure desire does not come again and again. And for that, you require association. I'll give one nice story. Once, there was a thief. He realized stealing is not very good. He was repenting, why I'm doing this stealing, it's such a sinful. Then he went to some sadhus to do rectification. He wanted to rectify himself. And he started doing bhajan kirtan along with sadhus. But since he was a thief throughout his life, so night time when everybody was sleeping, he had to get up, because thief they have to do this thing, he had to get up. He didn't want to steal, but he was taking everybody's luggage, taking one place to other place, other place to other place. He just, when they get up early morning, he said, why my luggage is not here? Why my chatai? Why my kamandalu is not here? So somebody else's kamandalu is there. Somebody else's kamandalu is there. So everybody was puzzled. Kya ho raha hai? Kya ho raha hai? So Guru se pucha. So Guru ne kaha ki, dekho, raat ko ek aadmi dekho, kaun ye kar raha hai? Ye sab kaun karta hai? तो रात को सब देख रहे थे, तो एक आदमी जब रात को सब सो गए थे, एक आदमी देख रहा था, तो ये चोर उठा और इसका सामान इधर का उधर, उधर का इधर कर रहा था, तो पकड़ लिया, गुरु के पास लाया। गुरु ने बोला, कैसा करता है? कहा, गुरुदेव पहले का मैं चोर था, पहले करता था चोरी और अभी करता हूं हेरा फेरी, इधर का उधर, उधर का इधर करता हूं। हाथ में खुजली हो रहा है ना, वो खुजली हो रहा है इसलिए करता हूं। तो अपना वो संघ पहले का है ना, तो संघ को खत्म करने के लिए आपको अच्छा संघ करना पड़ेगा, साधुओं का संघ करना पड़ेगा, और साधुओं का संघ ही आपको रेक्टिफाई कर सकता है। ठीक है
सर, वन मोर क्वेश्चन दैट ऑलवेज रेज इन माय माइंड, दैट वी पीपल नो वेरी वेल दैट सोल इज इमॉर्टल, सो सर व्हाट्स द रियल मीनिंग ऑफ सोल? We people have not seen soul, but we realize that there is soul. So, can we explain, sir, what is soul?
See, there are two ways to see. One is direct perception, and other is by symptom. Have you seen fever?
Yeah.
Have you seen fever? Fever?
No, no. We have not seen fever, we realize it.
No. By symptom. By symptom, you see, somebody heady, hot, so he got fever. Symptom,
yeah.
Na?
Yeah.
By symptom. Same way, by symptom we know about the existence of soul.
Sir, what is the symptom of soul?
That you are talking to me.
Yeah, that is soul.
That is symptom.
So, if a person dies...
No, 1 second. Go one by one. Okay. First symptom of soul that you are talking to me. If soul is not there, you will not be talking to me. The difference. You see, your dead body. Dead body cannot hold even microphone. What is your talking?
Yeah.
Only because of presence of the soul, you are able to talk. First symptom. Now, how is the soul? What is size of soul? Everything is described in Shastra. That the size of soul is, if you take out one hair, right? And tip of the hair, divided 10,000. Then again divided in 10. That is the length and breadth of the soul. Where does soul live? Aham atma gudakesa sarvabhuteshu bharata. I reside in soul. Here, heart. The soul is in the heart. When heart attack happens, then soul is gone. When hand breaks, soul will not go. When leg get cut, soul will not go. But when heart attack, soul will go.
So you have told that soul is in heart.
Yes.
But
I have not said, Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna has told, sorry sir. But how can we see that there is soul in our heart?
You don't have to see so many things, but you have to believe. Have you seen your father?
Yeah.
Have you seen your father?
I see my father daily. See?
No. You have not seen your father. Your mother told that he is your father. Then you believe him.
No, sir. When a child born,
yes,
first of all he tells from his mouth or that ma.
You are not getting my point.
Yeah, I know very well about your point, sir.
No.
But my question is that if soul is immortal, then if we people die, then why we put the just down from the cot?
Because, see, there are difference between body and soul. Body is material,
yeah,
made of 8 elements, and soul is eternal. Just like sometimes you see in car, you sit in car, so you and car, they are two different things. Car is different thing, and you are a different person. You have God in the car. Same way, the soul has come. But only difference is, soul is there in the body because of our desire to enjoy this material world. If you want to enjoy, you have to have a body. Without body, you cannot enjoy. Even hell, if you want to suffer, you have to have body, suffering body. So enjoyment and suffering both have to have with the body. It requires a body. So this body is given to us because we wanted to enjoy. Otherwise, the soul constitution position is Satchit Ananda. Sat means eternal. Chit means full of its knowledge. Main utar de raha hu na, suno na. And Ananda means full of its bliss. Now, Sat means eternal. Soul is eternal. Therefore, we want to remain eternal. We don't want to grow white. You know, we don't want to become old. When our hair grows white, we start dying. Kala karte hain. Because you don't want to grow. You want to remain eternal. You want everything permanent, nothing temporary. That is a symptom of soul, not the body. So, sat, chit, knowledge. Knowledge is because of soul. If soul lifts the body, same eye is there, same ear is there, same tongue is there. You can't see anybody, soul is not there. You cannot hear anything, you cannot taste rasgulla, nothing you can do. Because the knowledge is because of the soul. The soul lifts the body, there is no knowledge in the body. And Ananda, or Ananda is also because of soul, not because of dead body. Whether you put 20 garland or abuse, doesn't make difference. So anyway, there are a lot to discuss. In such a short time, you cannot understand everything about
soul. So, sir, I have taken your time, but last question, sir, as you told Anandam.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I also want to tell you last.
Yeah.
You please go to book stall.
Yeah.
And take Bhagavad Gita. And in Bhagavad Gita,
yeah,
the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, talks everything about body and soul. And Prabhupada's purports are very good. So you read that and you see how you'll understand. Okay,
sir, but last question, sir. As you have told, Anandam belongs to soul. So it means that despair and happiness has a great attachment with soul.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
If we become despair, it means that our soul has become despair. If we feel happiness, it means that our heart, our soul has become in a flourished way.
So what is the question? What is the question?
Question is that, is the attachment of happiness and despair directly belongs to, soul?
Conditioned soul.
Conditioned soul. Okay, sir. Thanks.
Not pure soul. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
So, you don't go, Hare Krishna. You must take Bhagavad Gita. You want to know about soul, na? You must get Bhagavad Gita.
Hare Krishna Bhaji. May कमेंट करना चाहता हूं जो आपके वक्तव्य पर जो आपने दिया कि गुरु और शिक्षा गुरु के बीच तो चैतन्य चरितामृत में चैतन्य महाप्रभु लिखते हैं दीक्षा काले भक्त करे आत्मसमर्पण सही काले भक्त करे आत्मसम द वर्ड इज यूज दीक्षा नॉट शिक्षा शिक्षा लेने के बाद कर्तव्य होता है कि गुरु के शरण तो शिक्षा तो उसी प्रकार एग्जाम्पल है भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज अपने पिता से बहुत सारी शिक्षा की परंतु भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर ने कहा कि तुम्हें दीक्षा लेनी पड़ी गौरकिशोर दादा जो पढ़े लिखे भी नहीं थे तो दीक्षा मोर देन इम्पोर्टेंट टू फर्स्ट शिक्षा दोनों इक्वल है बट शिक्षा दीक्षा गुरु इज मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट
नो
एग्जाम्पल Narottam Das Thakur also going to Loknath Goswami.
I can say no. You are wrong. Siksha is more important. Prabhupada said very clearly in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Adi Lila, chapter 1, page number 37. He said, Siksha, instructing a spiritual master and initiating a spiritual master, both are equal and identical manifestation of Krishna. Although they have different role. One by giving instruction to a conditioned soul, and other by giving initiation. But the business is same, and that is to connect to Krishna.
दीक्षा गुरु भी तो शिक्षा देता ही है ना, ऐसा नहीं कि वो शिक्षा नहीं देता है. और चेतन्य वो दीक्षा के ऊपर जोर दे, दीक्षा काले कृष्णा जब आत्मसमर्पण.
अरे दीक्षा का मतलब ही होता है शिक्षा. दिव्य ज्ञानम ददाति इति दीक्षा. दीक्षा का मतलब क्या होता है? शिक्षा. दीक्षा का मतलब ही होता है शिक्षा. दिव्यम ज्ञानम ददाति इति दीक्षा. जो दिव्य ज्ञान देता हो वो दीक्षा हुआ. हम लोग एक कुपमंडूक हो गए हैं, स्वाहा वाला को दीक्षा समझते हैं.
नहीं, वो तो एक
प्रैक्टिकल. इसलिए तुम कमेंट दे रहे हो कि प्रश्न पूछ रहे हो?
कमेंट नहीं, मैं चैतन्य चरितामृत का कोड कर रहा हूँ.
अरे चैतन्य चरितामृत में और बताया गया है, कहा गया है हरिनाम करने की दीक्षा की जरूरत भी नहीं है. वो सब अकेला मेरे अपनी माना बात करूंगा, यहां बात मत करो. ये बड़ा सब्जेक्ट है. कृष्ण बलराम.
हरे कृष्ण सर. सर, आई हैव हर्ड अ लाइन वेयर समबडी सेड हिज सोल इज डेड.
सोल इज
डेड.
द पर्सन हु सेड ही इज डेड.
नो. When you about a person, he was commenting with the other person, saying his soul is dead. Does it?
Soul never dies. Ajo nityam saswato yam puranam na hannate hanyamane sarire. Ajo nityam. Ajo means there is no birth. Nityam, which remains always. Saswat, eternal. Puranam, eldest. Ajo nityam saswato yam. न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे. द बॉडी इज पेरिशेबल, नॉट द सोल.
सो माय सेकंड इज रियलाइजेशन. हाउ कैन वन क्रिएट रियलाइजेशन?
व्हेन यू स्टार्ट ईटिंग, ए पॉइंट विल कम एंड से नो मोर. दैट इज कॉल्ड रियलाइजेशन. रियलाइजेशन ऑफ टेकिंग फूड. व्हेन यू ईट, ए पॉइंट कम्स, नो मोर चपाती, आई एम फिनिश. पेट भर गया तो पेट भरना ही खाने का रियलाइजेशन है. सेम वे कृष्ण भक्ति का भी रियलाइजेशन होता है.
आई एम आस्किंग दिस इन टर्म्स ऑफ, बिकॉज आई एम फेसिंग लिटिल प्रॉब्लम. आई एम ट्राइंग टू मेक समबडी रियलाइज अबाउट थिंग्स हैपनिंग.
बट यू विल रियलाइज व्हेन यू स्टार्ट द प्रोसेस देन. ना, पेट तब भरेगा जब खाना शुरू करेंगे. तब तो
फिर खाली हो जाएगा थोड़ी देर बाद.
आए
फिर खाली हो जाएगा.
वो तो होगा, संसार का ही गति है. इसीलिए यू गेट समथिंग विच इज परमानेंट, एंड दैट इज कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. कृष्ण भक्ति इज परमानेंट, शाश्वत. द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम. कृष्ण सहज इन भगवत गीता, राज विद्या राजगुह्यम पवित्रम इद उत्तमम प्रत्यक्षावगम धर्मम सुशुकम करतुम अव्ययम. अव्यय मीन्स जो कभी व्यय न हो, कभी खर्चा न हो. वह सुख आपको मिलेगा जो कभी खत्म न हो. सुशुकम करतुम अव्ययम, ये जो भक्ति जो है आपको ऐसा सुख देगा जो अव्यय है, कभी खत्म ही नहीं होगा. और वैसे भी मटेरियल फॉर्मूला है दो और दो चार, और दो में से दो निकालो जीरो. लेकिन स्पिरिचुअल फॉर्मूला है दो और दो दो, और दो में से दो निकालो तो भी दो. ओम प्रणमद प्रणमिदम प्रयात प्रणमदचते पूर्ण से पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमी वा अवशिष्यते. पूर्ण से पूर्ण निकाल लो फिर भी पूर्ण ही रहेगा. समुद्र से ग्लास पानी निकालो कम नहीं होने वाला है. तो भगवान पूर्ण है.
थैंक यू सर.
हरे कृष्णा. प्रभु जी का उस गुरु वाले कमेंट के ऊपर कमेंट, चैतन्य चरितमृत में डेफिनेटली दीक्षा गुरु के बारे में बताए हैं, दीक्षा काले शिष्य करे आत्मसमर्पण, वही चैतन्य चरितमृत में आप जिस उदाहरण दे रहे हैं आदिखंड आदि लीला में पहला अध्याय का, वहां बता रहे हैं शिक्षा दीक्षा भेदे गुरु हाय दुई रूप, शिक्षा गुरु के तो जानी कृष्ण रो स्वरूप, भक्त श्रेष्ठ अंतर्जामी यही दुई रूप। सो वहां शिक्षा गुरु का ग्लोरिफिकेशन कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी ने बहुत किए हैं, और शिक्षा गुरु का इम्पोर्टेंस उन्होंने पहले ही स्थापित किए हैं जो आप कह रहे हैं, तो इसलिए इसमें शंका होना नहीं चाहिए।
नहीं, हम लोग क्या कर रहे हैं ना, सूर्य से सूर्य के प्रकाश को अलग करने का अपना माथापेची कर रहे हैं, यही तकलीफ है। सूर्य से सूर्य के प्रकाश को अलग नहीं कर सकते हो। शिक्षा और दीक्षा गुरु दोनों एक ही हैं, दोनों को अलग नहीं कर सकते हो, अलग मत करो। हाँ,
हरे,
मैं बताऊंगा। हाँ,
हरे कृष्ण भाई, थैंक यू फॉर सच ए इनलाइटिंग क्लास। सो माय क्वेश्चन इज लाइक ऑन दिस टॉपिक ऑफ भरत महाराज गेटिंग अटैच टू द डियर, लाइक वी बीइंग इन दिस, लाइक माई सेल्फ बीइंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड, लाइक इफ आई हैव टू सक्सीड इन समथिंग और डू सम ड्यूटी एज अ सर्विस और वॉट एवर, आई हैव टू पुट माई हार्ट बिहाइंड इट। सो लाइक हाउ डू वी अंडरस्टैंड द डिफरेंस दैट इन डूइंग सर्टेन सर्विस और सर्टेन ड्यूटी और सर्टेन जॉब दैट वी शुड नॉट गेट अटैच्ड और कॉट अप इन दैट जॉब, बिकॉज टिपिकली इफ दैट जॉब इज अ लॉन्ग रनिंग थिंग, दैट इट टेक्स वन डे टू डे और वन वीक और वन मंथ, वी हैव टू पुट अवर कॉन्शियसनेस टू डू अ गुड आउटपुट आउट ऑफ इट। So how do we understand that it's an attachment?
You had to get attached. Arjuna was attached in fighting, therefore he fought it. You had to be attached. Nobody is saying don't be attached. But the result of that should be offered to Krishna. Karmane vadika araste ma phalesu kujachana. None think yourself as a doer. That is the cause of the problem. We think I am the doer. You know? I mean, ultimately, Arjuna said, Nashta moho smriti labdhava tat prasadat achyuta istito asmi gata sandehe karishye vachanam tava. I mean, whole point is to surrender to Krishna. Then no problem. Any other question?
Hare Krishna Bhuji. पिछले अध्याय के कुछ श्लोक में ऋषभदेव जी ने खुद बताया उनके 100 पुत्रों में से 99 पुत्रों को बताया कि मेरे चले जाने के बाद राजा भरत ही मेरा प्रतिनिधित्व करेगा और आप लोग इनका फॉलो करना। तो राजा भरत जी का जब फॉल डाउन हो गया तो बाकी 99 भाई का क्या गति होगा?
नहीं, वो राज्य के संबंध में बताए, राज्य के संबंध में बताए थे कि जब राज्य में एक राजा, जब वो राजा बनाया गया तो आप लोग बगावत मत करना, उनका शिक्षा फॉलो करना। और भरत जी शिक्षा दिए हैं, भरत जी ये भी उनका शिक्षा ही है, ये भी उनका शिक्षा ही है। कितना ऊपर जाकर भी गिर सकते हैं तो हम लोग कहाँ किस गली कूदते हैं, ये भी उनका शिक्षा ही है। तो भरत जी जो शिक्षा दिए हैं और वो 99 हुए हैं, वो भी क्या जोगी हुए थे समथिंग, हैं? नव जोगेंद्र हुए, आज ही प्रचार कर रहे हैं वो लोग। और 90 क्या हुए? वो केवल राज्य के लिए बताए, एक काम के लिए कि घर का, जैसे मंदिर में कह दिया महाराज ने कि हाँ ब्रजहरि प्रभु प्रेसिडेंट है, चलो फॉलो करो, उसके लिए कहा, मैनेजमेंट के लिए। ओके, उनका प्रश्न है, लास्ट क्वेश्चन।
अच्छा, धन्यवाद। मेरा सवाल यह है कि भाई अर्जुन जो थे उन्होंने कहा नष्ट मोह मोहा स्मृति लब्धवा, तो कृष्ण उसको बात कर रहा था ना। तो मेरा सवाल यह है,
बात कर रहे थे,
हाँ जो भी है आप कह सकते हो, मैं तो इतना मान नहीं रहा उसको, मैं राम को ज्यादा मान रहा हूं, ठीक है ना। सवाल यह है कि क्या कृष्ण जो थे वो उसके काउंसलर थे ऑब्वियसली, तो क्या कृष्ण ऐसे काउंसलर थे जो पहले भी स्मृति और मोह के शिकार हो चुके थे और उससे रिकवर हो चुके थे, तभी वो उसको काउंसलिंग देने की पोजीशन में बैठे थे, या कृष्ण जी शुरू से ही कभी उनकी स्मृति नहीं हुई, जैसे कई बार वो भूल भी जाते थे बातें घर में भी, कई बार उनको अपनी रोते थे राधा जी के लिए, बहुत रोते थे, मोह भी करते थे, फिर जब वृंदा और मथुरा चले जाते थे तो चिट्ठियां भी लिखते थे, उद्धव को भी भेजते थे, तो मोह के साइन भी आ रहे हैं। तो क्या भगवत गीता बोलने के टाइम कृष्ण जी महाराज जो थे आपके, वो इन चीजों से क्लियर हो चुके थे या अभी भी कुरुक्षेत्र के बाद वो महाभारत के कुरुक्षेत्र में भी गोपियों से मिले हैं वो, तो क्या वो इस पोजीशन में थे कि वो नष्ट मोहा स्मृति लब्धवा कब के बारे में बता चुके, इसके बारे में आप कुछ बताइए। थैंक यू।
आपका विचार क्या है?
नहीं मैं ऐसे ना, आप देखो आपका एक मंदिर है यहाँ पे, ठीक है ना, आप उसकी पूजा पाठ करते हो, तो अगर मान लो मैं बेबाकी से अपना ओपिनियन दे दूं आपको कृष्ण जी के बीच में,
ना, 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 मैं पूछ रहा हूँ आपका विचार क्या है?
नहीं नहीं नहीं, मैं ऑफेंड नहीं करना चाहता आपको,
ना, ना, मैं
मैंने तो आंसर दे दिया अपना,
मैं केवल आपसे पूछ रहा आपका विचार क्या है?
मेरा विचार ये है कि कृष्ण जी बहुत चलाक आदमी थे, कृष्ण जी बहुत चलाक आदमी थे,
इसीलिए भगवान है। कृष्णा में 64 कलाएं हैं, नारायण में भी जब भागवतम में वर्णन किया गया है, गर्गाचार्य जब कृष्ण का नामकरण कर रहे हैं तो नरक में नारायण समो या बालक नारायण के समान है, तो जीव गोस्वामी कहते हैं नारायण जस सम, नारायण जिसके समान है, कृष्ण में जो चार गुण है वो अन्य किसी में नहीं है, लीला माधुर्य। उदाहरण के लिए एक गोपी जा रही है, कृष्ण उसका साड़ी खींचते हैं कि हमको ये मखन दे दो, राम जी साड़ी खींचने जाएंगे किसी स्त्री का? नारायण जाएंगे? कृष्ण जब ओ राजकन्याएं मंदी बनाई गई थी, कृष्ण के शरण में आई, कृष्ण का चिंता मत करो, मैं शादी कर लेता हूं, राम जी करेंगे शादी, एक बेचारी सुमन का आएगी, नाक काटना पड़ा उसका। कृष्ण पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम है, जो भी करते हैं उनको जश मिलता है। कृष्ण लड़ाई छोड़कर भाग गए, फिर भी हजार लोग पूजा करते हैं रणछोर जी का। कृष्ण माखन चोरी किए, फिर भी लोग माखन चोर का पूजा करते हैं, इसलिए तो भगवान है, इजी गोइंग, कृष्ण लीला पुरुषोत्तम है। थैंक यू।
आपके कहने का तात्पर्य यह है कि जो सबसे चलाक है वो भगवान है,
जो सब कुछ करने में समर्थ है वो भगवान है,
मतलब सबसे चलाक
है,
सबसे बुद्धिमान,
हाँ
सबसे चलाक,
सब ये वेदांत सूत्र कहता है जन्मादश्चतुन यादितरत चार्थे स्विज्ञ स्वराट, स्वराट मतलब फुल्ली इंडिपेंडेंट।
तो क्या चलाकी दिव्य है? क्या चलाकी दिव्य भी होती है?
आपके लिए खराब है, उनके लिए दिव्य है।
नहीं नहीं नहीं, क्या चलाकी दिव्य हो सकती है? किसी को धोखा देना दिव्य है?
मैं कहता हूं कि आपके लिए खराब है, हम मनुष्यों के लिए खराब है, भगवान के लिए कुछ भी खराब नहीं है। उदाहरण मैं देता हूं आपको, एक बार प्रभुपाद जी लॉस एंजलिस में मॉर्निंग वॉक थे हमारे गुरुजी, तो कई एक पौधे थे, तो उन्होंने पूछा कि ये किस चीज का पौधा है, तो भक्त ने कहा कि इस चीज का पौधा है, दूसरा किस चीज का पौधा है, कहा इस चीज का पौधा है, तीसरा किस चीज का पौधा है, तो भक्त बोला प्रभुपाद दिस इज यूजलेस क्रीपर, तो प्रभुपाद सेड यू आर यूजलेस। अरे ये झाड़ी है यूजलेस है, तो हमको प्रभुपाद कैसे कहते हैं? प्रभुपाद ने कहा कि भगवान की यह सृष्टि है, इस सृष्टि में कुछ भी यूजलेस नहीं है, उसका क्या यूज है तुम नहीं जानते हो, जब तुम्हें ज्ञान नहीं है तो तुम यूजलेस है क्यों, कृपा यूजलेस है, ज्ञान तुमको नहीं है ना, तो यूजलेस तुम हुआ न क्यों कृपा।
तो मैं ये पूछना चाहता हूं, कह रहे हो भगवान की सृष्टि में कुछ भी यूजलेस नहीं है, ठीक है ना, चलाकी भी अच्छी बात है, दिव्य है। जैसे कृष्ण जी जो थे लोगों का माल चुराते थे, ठीक है ना, तो
देखो आप चुराओगे जेल में जाओगे, वो चुराएंगे पूजा होगी, अंतर इतना ही है।
अच्छा एक बात सुनो, एक बात सुनो, अगर कृष्ण जी तो चलो मक्खन शक्खन चुराते रहे, तो लोगों के राज्यों में से लूटपाट जो भी उनका हिसाब रहा, शमंतक मणि वगैरह भी चुराया उन्होंने, अगर मान लो कृष्ण जी रेप वगैरह करने लग जाते,
सही में उन्होंने समझा चुराया था, आपको मालूम है अब उस समय थे क्या?
इसका मतलब क्या रेप
आपने, एक सेकेंड, आपने कहा कि उन्होंने समंतिक मरीज चुराया, मतलब आप आधा चीज जानते हो,
अच्छा, पूरा
नहीं जानते हो। उन्होंने चुराया नहीं था बल्कि पता लगाया किसने चुराया था।
अच्छा अच्छा,
हाँ आप पूछिए और पूछ लीजिए।
मैं बस कर सकता हूँ या मैं कुछ, मुझे आप चाहते हो कुछ और?
बहस करने से कोई फायदा नहीं, भक्त लोग भूखे हैं, कोई फायदा नहीं बहस करने से। वो धान का भूसी कूटो, उसमें से कुछ निकलने वाला नहीं है, धान कूटो चावल निकलेगा, भूसी से कुछ नहीं निकलेगा, वेस्ट ऑफ टाइम। एनी अदर क्वेश्चन? ऑल राइट, ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।